Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
This is the news at 5 o'clock. I'm Daniel Brennan. In this bulletin, calls have been made by Donegal County councillors to have a Garda presence at meetings going forward following numerous recent disruptions. The government is expected to comfortably win a no-confidence vote in the Dáil Chamber this evening. Gardaí are investigating after a man was struck by a car in a hit-and-run incident near Carndonagh. And Bus Éireann has announced they'll be adding two extra daily services between the county and Dublin. The announcement comes after weeks of cancelled services between Donegal Town and the capital. Well, those stories in full and a lot more coming up over the next half hour. Also, Kenny Harrigan will be at the sports desk with all the latest from a quarter past five. To this evening's main stories, and calls have been made by Donegal County councillors to have a Garda presence at upcoming meetings following numerous disruptions. That's after a special meeting of the council was abandoned yesterday after several adjournments, with Gardaí called to investigate reports that councillor Gary Doherty's mobile phone was forcibly taken from him and removed from the venue by another councillor. The meeting was discussing the report of a group of auditors commissioned by council to carry out an assessment of the purchase of five houses in Buncrana. Council Carlock Liam Blaney says he'll be asking the minister to change laws governing how council meetings are handled in future.
I'm determined to try and do what I can to ensure over the next year that the council meetings are held as orderly as possible. But there's only certain tools at my disposal. I'll use every one of them to the rule of the law. We'll want to have a few meetings and see what we can do before next Monday again. But I do believe that the minister is going to have to change certain rules councillors has to abide by, because the rules are there is worthless in my opinion at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And do you think it would be worthwhile then to have Garda presence at these meetings, maybe as a deterrent for this type of behaviour?
I'd rather not have Garda presence, but unfortunately after we've seen the behaviour we've seen here today, we're going to be making a request, and a very strong request. There has been a request made to the Garda before to come here, but they haven't always taken up on that. But I don't think that we're able to meet in person anymore when you see what we're doing here today, unless the Garda are involved too. So we're going to look to meet some of the senior Garda in the county within the next couple of days and see what we can do to ensure that maybe with their presence as well, that we'll ensure that the meetings will be held orderly and the carry on we've seen here today will not happen again.
Mm-hmm. And the meeting is adjourned now until Monday again, so there'll be a chance to come back and I suppose go through that report again and hear everyone's thoughts on it.
Well, there was about 10 speakers there had indicated to speak and didn't get speaking, and there's a few more hadn't indicated, and I'm quite sure they all would have indicated, so we're going to hear from them again on Monday. But it's unfortunate for the staff that had been named and shamed and their name dragged through the mud. It's unfortunate for them not to think that away yet.
The government is expected to comfortably win a no-confidence vote in the Dáil Chamber this evening. Junior Minister Patrick O'Donovan has claimed the public are terrified of an election being caused by the vote. Sean Defoe has more.
The people that we speak to who are being crucified by increasing costs, who are facing into the prospect of having to choose between heating or eating, would like to see this government kicked out.
People Before Profits' Paul Murphy not buying the line that people don't want an election at the moment. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government collapsing would mean no budget.
In my view, it's a cynical exercise by Sinn Féin. It doesn't make any sense at this particular juncture because an election would torpedo any chance of a cost of living package and budget by the end of September.
But Social Democrat co-leader Catherine Murphy rejecting that excuse as a reason not to vote the government out.
Can we really afford this government is probably the question we would ask, and it has been disastrous when it comes to housing policy.
But the coalition is expected to survive. Along with its 79 votes, it's confirmed the support of former government members Joe McHugh and Mark McSharry, along with independents Cathal Berry and Michael Lowry. The two suspended Greens, Nasa Hourigan and Patrick Costello, have also been told to vote with the coalition, particularly if they want back in November. Other independents may also hop on board, meaning the margin should be comfortable enough for the government this afternoon. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Gardaí are investigating after a man was struck by a car in a hit-and-run incident near Carndonagh. The man was crossing the Maville Road on Sunday morning at approximately 20 to 4 when he was struck by a dark-coloured car. The vehicle did not remain at the scene, but instead travelled onwards in the direction of Carndonagh. The man was removed from the scene by ambulance to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Garda Grainne Doherty had this appeal for information.
A man was crossing the road. Now, it's a very dark stretch of road, poor lighting there. He was struck by a dark coloured car. The car didn't remain at the scene and it travelled onwards towards Cairn Donna Town. So we appeal to anybody who may have relevant information, who may have witnessed the incident, to contact Gardaí in Buncrana on 932 0540. We also appeal to anybody who had a dash cam who travelled on the Cairn Donna to Moville Road between 3:30 a.m. and 4 a.m. to make that footage available to Gardaí. The nightclub there, the Tullnerie nightclub, would have been on, you know, that night, so possibly we're hopeful that maybe there may have been taxi drivers on that road, and a lot of taxi drivers would have dash cam footage. So we appeal to them also to make the footage available if they were on that stretch of road. The man was removed from the scene by ambulance to receive treatment for non-life-threatening injuries, and I believe he's actually still in hospital receiving treatment.
Busairn have announced they'll be adding two extra daily services between County Donegal and Dublin. The announcement comes after weeks of cancelled bus services between Donegal Town and the capital, with many also complaining of buses not having enough seats available. Busairn say an extra daily Route 30 bus between Donegal Town and Dublin will be added, with an additional return service. Also, an extra daily X32 express and return service between Letterkenny and Dublin will also be added, as Busairn tries to manage passenger demand in the summer months. The Taoiseach says he expects regulations on turf to be announced at the end of this week. It's understood the public will still be allowed to sell turf to friends and neighbours in a climb down on previous plans. However, ministers today denied the final announcement on turf was delayed to get through their no-confidence motion first. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says more details will be available in a few days.
By the end of the week, the government will make a decision in relation to that. I think there's further apprising of members of different parties, but essentially, I think there will be turf regulations by the end of the week.
The Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Eoin O'Brien has already begun drafting new legislation, which he says would meet the needs of affected MICA homeowners in Donegal and elsewhere. He was in the county yesterday for a number of meetings to discuss housing needs in the county, along with visiting a number of homes in Letterkenny and Inishowen affected by mica and other materials. Deputy O'Brien told Highland Radio News the visit was a real eye-opener.
The videos and photographs that I've seen do not capture what people are living in. I've seen levels of damp in family homes where people are still living in that I don't think would meet basic environmental health officers' tests. I've seen levels of cracking and deterioration of properties that you would almost think they were hit with a wrecking ball. It's important to see it firsthand, but also then to talk to people and to reassure them that despite the fact that the government has yet to substantially change the legislation, this battle isn't over and we're absolutely committed to keep fighting.
Your preference, I'm sure, would be for an early election, the early adoption of a Sinn Féin government. In the event of that happening, are you committing that if you were housing minister or whichever your colleagues takes that position, you would be bringing in a scheme that would meet the needs of the people?
Absolutely, and I'll go one further than that. I have already started to draft the legislation to amend what is clearly a defective scheme from government. Unfortunately, we can't introduce that legislation for a six-month period after the passing of the government's bill. But at the earliest possible opportunity, whether Sinn Féin is in opposition or government, we will table legislation to fix the very, very many defects that are in the government's legislation. I take a very, very simple approach to this. If you go and buy anything today in the shop, whether it's a piece of clothing, a piece of food or a car, you take it home and it's defective, what do? You bring it back to the shop and you get a refund or a replacement. The only purchase where that rule does not apply is the single biggest purchase of a working person's life, which is their home. And the homeowners in Donegal or Clare or Mayo or elsewhere have done nothing wrong.
Ramping up military spending is beggar's belief in the middle of a housing and cost of living crisis. That's the opinion of People Before Profit, as the government plans to increase defence spending from €1.1 billion to €1.5 billion by 2028. Representative Boddy Racco has welcomed the increase, but have added there's little for their members to get excited about. People Before Profit's Richard Boyd Barrett thinks there should be more of a focus towards paying members of the Defence Forces first.
The government wants to ramp up military expenditure beyond that as part of an increased militarisation of Europe at a time when millions and millions of working people across Europe and in this country are being absolutely crucified with the housing and cost of living crisis, and the government wants to spend more money on weapons. It beggars belief.
People in Donegal are being warned to be on the lookout for bogus callers after a woman in Moville was targeted. Three men arrived at her home last week and started to cut trees, but she had not employed the men to do this work. They were then asking for 2,000 euros in order for its completion. Garda Grainne Doherty has advised people to be on the lookout for such bogus callers.
We actually received a call from a lady. She lives alone in Moville, and this happened on the 5th of July, actually. So three men arrived at this lady's house. They commenced work in her garden, started cutting trees and doing landscaping work in her garden. This lady had not requested for these men to come. Luckily, she had a neighbour there who she contact was made with the neighbour. The neighbour came over, and the men, you know, they were asking for the amount of 2,000 euro to complete the work in the garden. So there was three men. They had a UK registered white van as a description of the van that they were travelling in. They wanted 2,000 euro to complete the work, so they were told no, you know, the work's not necessary, we don't want the work done, and nobody had contacted you to come here. But then when that failed, they wanted 200 euro, the sum of 200 euro for the work that they had already completed while they were there. So they said then that they had obviously had the wrong address, you know, that they had come to the wrong property, you know, all sorts of excuses. But listen, the long story short, the lady didn't pay them any money. And luckily she had somebody there to hand who could come over to give her, you know, give her a bit of moral support and backup when these men were on the property. But so we just want to issue, in light of that, that's a very recent event. That was July 5th, and that was in the Moville area. So bogus callers may offer services, as we mentioned already, such as power washing, painting. They might sell goods. They do prefer to target the more vulnerable and people who live alone. And they have researched this. You know, these people do their research before they call to the houses. So our advice is contact Gardaí immediately, such as this lady did do. Contact us. If you encounter such a caller, give us as much information as you possibly can. So the main advice, just look, if in doubt, keep them out.
The Northern Ireland Fire Service attended 35 bonfire-related incidents last night. Last night, fire crews responded to 98 operational incidents during that time, over one-third of which were bonfire-related. Meanwhile, police in the north are investigating reports of flags, political posters and emblems being placed on some bonfires last night, as 12th of July parades take place today. Barry White has more.
Around 250 bonfires were set light in loyalist areas last night to mark the start of the Battle of the Boyne commemorations. It's usually one of the busiest nights of the year for the Northern Ireland Fire Service. Last night, fire crews responded to 98 operational incidents. Over one-third of those were bonfire-related incidents. Meanwhile, the Police Service of Northern Ireland said that it had received a number of complaints relating to flags, effigies, election posters and other emblems being placed on bonfires. Later, members of the Orange Order will hold marches at 18 locations across Northern Ireland.
The time is 12 minutes past 5 o'clock. We'll take a short break. Sport with Kenny is coming up after these.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time has just gone 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. Time to go over to Kenny Harkin for all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Daniel. Good evening. In soccer, Shamrock Rovers are set to face tough conditions in the second leg of their Champions League qualifier this evening. They're in Malta to take on Hibernians with temperatures currently over 30 degrees. Stephen Bradley's side take a 3-0 advantage into the game, which kicks off at 7 o'clock Irish time. And Denmark, they're taking on Finland in Group B of the Women's Euros as they both once again go for their first wins of the tournament. Action on that one has just gone underway in Milton Keynes. Elsewhere, Germany and Spain kicks off at the Brentford Community Stadium. That one starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Here at home, holders Wexford Youths have been drawn to face DLR Waves at home in the Evoke.ie Women's FAI Cup quarter-finals. The last 8 draw was made today, and we'll also see Shelburne take on Piemont in the tie of the round. Sligo Rovers, they go to Bohemians, while Athlone Town, they entertain Cork City. All of those ties have been played on the weekend in August the 7th. In golf, Seamus Power will be the first Irishman to tee off at the 150th Open Championship this Thursday. The Waterford man will play alongside Brooks Koepka and Cameron Smith. Elsewhere, Rory McIlroy will be out with defending champion Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele. 2019 winner Shane Lowry will play his opening round with Justin Thomas and Victor Hovland, while two-time Open champion Padraig Harrington, he's an afternoon tee time with Thomas Peters and Keith Mitchell. Darren Clark, a former champion as well, he plays with Italian Filippo Chile and Richard Bland. And other Irish players taking part this week, David Carey and Ronan Mullarney. Well, Tiger Woods, he's out along with US Open champion Matt Fitzpatrick and Max Homa. Woods believes it's possible for him to compete at the Open's golf well into his 50s, but accepts This may be his last time to play his favoured venue at St Andrews. The 15-time major winner has clinched the title twice at the Old Course, but after this year, the event won't return for at least another 5 years. Woods says a lot could have happened by then.
I don't know if it is that long, whether or not I will be able to physically compete, you know, at this level by then. It's also one of the reasons why I wanted to play in this championship. I don't know if what my career is going to be like. You know, as I told you, I'm not going to play full schedule ever again.
In rugby, Peter O'Mahony has been cleared to play against New Zealand in their series deciding test match on Saturday. The Munster captain has passed his third head injury assessment, so is expected to be named in the team, which will be named on Thursday morning. The news comes after Ireland defeated the Maori All Blacks by 30 points to 24 today. Meanwhile, All Blacks prop Angus Tavu has been handed a 3-week suspension, meaning he'll miss Saturday's match in Wellington. It's after his red card for the high tackle on Ireland centre Gary Ringrose last weekend. In Gaelic games here in Donegal, action continues with under 21 competition this evening. There are three games in Group A. Four Masters, they play St Nolls. Ardrath, they host Naoimh Connell. And McCool's play Killybegs. In Group B, Milford meet Clonmacnoise. Gwydor, they host Naoimh Patrick of Muff. And Buncrana play Mallon. All the games throw in at 8 o'clock, except for Four Masters against St Nolls in Group A, which starts at 7. In cricket, Ireland are taking on New Zealand in their second one-day international at Malahide. The hosts set a target of 217 to reach. The tourists are currently 101 for 3 after 17 overs. New Zealand lead the series 1-0. In hockey, Ireland lost 3-1 to China in their 9th to 12th place classification playoff at the Women's Hockey World Cup. Michelle Carey got the only Irish goal. The result means Ireland finish 11th in the tournament. In cycling, Denmark's Magnus Cort has won Stage 10 of cycling's Tour de France, which was briefly paused due to environmental protesters. Activists tried to stop riders about 22 miles from the finish today. Defending champion Tadej Pogacar has retained the overall race leader's yellow jersey, with Geraint Thomas still a minute and 17 seconds further back in fourth spot. But the Slovenian has lost a second support rider to COVID-19 after New Zealand's George Bennett tested positive for the virus. Finally, former Formula One race director Michael Massey has left the FIA. The Australian was sacked in February following his mishandling of last season's contentious decider in Abu Dhabi, which provided Max Verstappen with the chance to defeat Lewis Hamilton in the final lap shootout. FIA President Mohammed Ben Suleiman says Massey had been offered a new role within the governing body, but has now returned to Australia to be closer to his family. That's all your sports. Back to Daniel.
Thanks, Kenny. And now finally in news, Gardaí in Buncrana are investigating after a substantial sum of money was stolen from a house in the Loddon area. The burglary occurred last Thursday between the hours of 7:30am and 7:45pm. It's believed that entry may have been gained to the property through an unsecured rear window. A substantial sum of cash was stolen from the house during the course of the burglary. Speaking during the Community Garda slot on today's 9 till noon show, Garda Grania Doherty appealed for anyone with information to come forward.
Yeah, this burglary happened at a house there in Loddon, Buncrana, on Thursday the 7th of July. So it happened between 7:30am and 7:45pm. So it's believed entry may have been gained through an unsecured rear window. And a substantial sum of cash was stolen from the house during the course of the burglary. The house in question is situated along the main road into Buncrana town. You know, when you leave Lisfannan Beach and head into Buncrana town, the house is along the main roadside there on the right-hand side. So we appeal to anybody who may have witnessed any suspicious activity in that area on that date to contact us in Buncrana on 074-932-0540.
Weather now, mostly cloudy but brighter conditions along with sunny spells extending into this evening. Highest temperatures of 18 to 20 degrees Celsius. To this evening's main stories once again, and calls have been made by Donegal County Councillors to have a Garda presence at meetings going forward following numerous disruptions. That's after a special meeting of the council was abandoned yesterday after several adjournments, with Gardaí called to investigate reports that Councillor Gary Doherty's mobile phone was forcibly taken from him and removed from the venue by another councillor. The government is expected to comfortably win a no-confidence vote in the Dáil Chamber this evening. Junior Minister Patrick O'Donovan claimed the public are terrified of an election being caused by the vote. Gardaí are investigating after a man was struck by a car in a hit-and-run incident near Carndonagh. The man was crossing the Maville Road on Sunday morning at approximately 20 to 4 when he was struck by a dark-coloured car. Bus Éireann's announced they'll be adding two extra daily services between County Donegal and Dublin. The announcement comes after weeks of cancelled bus services between Donegal Town and the capital. And finally, the Taoiseach says he expects regulations on turf to be announced at the end of this week. It's understood the public will still be allowed to sell turf to friends and neighbours in a climb down on previous plans. That's all from the news desk for now. I'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock, but until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, July the 12th. The death has taken place of Mary Doherty, 168 Donegal Road, Ballybuffet, and formerly of Glenfinn. Mary's remains will repose at her residence from 7 p.m. this evening. Removal at 12:30 on Thursday afternoon for Requiem Mass at the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 1 p.m, with interment afterwards to Kiltievogue Cemetery, Glenfinn. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorler. Family time from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Rosary both nights at 9 p.m. The death has occurred of Michael McLaughlin, Mickey Heffer, Mahara Beg, Burnfoot. Removal from Murphy's funeral home tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m, travelling to his late residence via Buncrana Road and In the Inch Road. Removal is strictly private, with wake tonight also strictly private. His remains will be reposing at his home from 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. Family time plays from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Removal from his home on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock to St. Mary's Church, Fawn, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Fawn. The death has taken place of Liz McIntyre in Beaumont, Dublin. Her remains will be reposing at her home in Ballymore, Dunfanaghy from 7 p.m. this evening. Funeral Mass in St. Finian's Church, Falcarra on Thursday at 11 a.m. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv, Falcarra Parish Church. Family time plays from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to St. Vincent de Paul, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director, Creasla. The death has taken place of John Byrne, Beau, Mallon, and formerly of Gilbertstown, Brooke Less. John's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Auchinleck, Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time only please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family only on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Anne Cassidy, St. Oran's Road, Buncrana. Her remains will be reposing at her residence from 3 p.m. today, leaving there at 9:30 on Thursday morning for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass at St. Mary's Oratory, followed by burial in Cockhill Graveyard. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu to the renal unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Porter funeral directors. House private from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The interment of ashes of both Seamus and Ethna Boyle of Arity Manor Cunningham will take place following the Month's Mind Mass for Seamus Boyle at 1 p.m. tomorrow in St. Columba's Church, Dromahol. Interment immediately afterwards to the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of P.J. Mullen, 28 Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham. PJ's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:40 a.m, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House private to family, close friends and neighbours, please. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.